Good morning, Kansas City. Hey, guess where I am today? I know you all are saying, who knows? He's probably across the world somewhere. Actually, we are in Carmel, California. Today, I recorded this program early, and I have been invited to play in a golf tournament, a travel industries golf tournament, at Pebble Beach. So tomorrow I'll be at Pebble Beach, and we play Monday and Tuesday. I cannot wait. Oh, my gosh, that is such a special place. And, you know, for golfers, that's one of the best known and most desired place to play golf anywhere in the world. So, I have a bucket list like a whole lot of people do, not only for types of vacations and destinations across the world, but also, like in the case of golf, anybody that is a golfer wants to play Pebble Beach, wants to play Pinehurst, wants to play the old course in St. Andrews, and so many other places across the world. I did happen to play golf when I was in Ireland. And just 2 weeks ago, we were leaving. I took a group of 80 people to Ireland for 8 days. And what a wonderful, wonderful country that is. And by the way, I've been to Ireland twice before. And on those two trips, we were on cruises that actually went to some of the, you know, hot spots of Ireland, like Dublin and like Cork, Northern Ireland. And it's totally, totally different when you do it by land. And I really, really enjoyed this trip. We did some amazing things. In fact, I hope you will check out our Facebook, our Cruise Holidays of Kansas City Facebook page, and friend us. You can follow all of my travels. You can follow the travels of our company wherever we go in the world. Our people are required, a fun job actually, to send pictures to our Facebook page so you can follow their travels and see what some of these places in the world are like. And I got to tell you, I this being able to counsel our clients from firsthand experience is absolutely invaluable. And there's so many things I can counsel you on now. And I've did a training with our staff and gave them some great information. And by the way, did you know this? Shannon, Ireland was the first airport in Europe to have a United States Customs office in it, paid for and sponsored by the taxpayers of the United States and the airlines, where you do your United States Customs in Shannon, Ireland. And they did it for tourism, and they did it for our military coming back into the United States. And Dublin has now, they're the second country, second airport, second city and airport to have the United States Customs in their airport so that when you land in the United States, you don't have to go through customs, you don't have to go through security. It was wonderful, 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 wonderful. I hope and pray more of that is done all over the world. It will make travel so much better for us all. Well, I'm going to have a show that I'll spend a whole lot more time talking about Ireland, because, gosh, darn, there were places in Ireland and inland Ireland that I knew nothing about that were just absolutely special. You've heard of the Ring of Kerry. You've heard of the Dingle Peninsula, probably. You've heard of Cliffs of Moher, at least I assume, if you know Ireland at all or have studied it. Absolutely beautiful. The coastline of Ireland is gorgeous. Just beautiful. But so is the interior. And guess what? You've heard of the Irish mist? It rains a lot. That's why that country is so green. But it seldom gets over 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Seldom gets under 40 degrees Fahrenheit. It's an island. They have aligned themselves with the European Union, not with England. Did you know that? So they take the euro, not the pound. Northern Ireland has lined themselves up with England. So they work their financial currency on the pound. Hey, there's so many things I can tell you about, but I've got a great show today, and we're going to get right into it shortly. But I do want to tell you this. We had our 20th annual Customer Appreciation Picnic last Saturday, and it was so much fun. I just loved that day. And we had close to 200 of our clients there. My good Rotarian pastor friend, Dave Overman, made barbecue. It was so good. Everybody just loved it. It was sponsored by Royal Caribbean. And thank you, by the way, Royal Caribbean, for doing that. We really appreciate that. But it's so nice just to take the time to say thank you to our clients in a tangible way, at least with a free lunch, and say thank you for your business. And that we did. Gosh, we had people there that had taken over 50 cruises with us and 36 or so with Royal Caribbean. How about that? That was so neat. That was so wonderful to talk to the people. You know, our business has grown so much, Mimi and I just don't know all of our clients anymore. And it is so nice to be able to come up to somebody that we maybe know by name, but don't know by face or anything about them, and spend a little time with them. So with that said, hey, I have a great show. We're going to get right to it. And my first guest is, for those of you solo travelers that maybe have a child, whether you're widowed, divorced, whatever the situation might be, you're going to hear a very inspiring testimony. I'll set the stage here right after break so you can hear this. But right now, let me dedicate this program today to Mr. Bill Land, who this past week celebrated his 43rd anniversary of marriage. And you know what? Bill is one of the greatest guys I know. I love his attitude. And you know what? That attitude is helping him beat cancer. And Bill, you are an inspiration to our entire company, most certainly to me, on how to keep a great attitude when you're going through the adversity that you've been going through. Boy, I love your attitude. Congratulations. More people need to have an attitude like you do. Me included, by the way. Hey, thank you very much for listening to Vacation Views. Hope you have a great weekend. I will be back more with the wonderful world, all about the wonderful world of vacations. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and I'll tell you what, you're going to love the next story that we have, the testimony of a lady that works at Park University, where I was actually on the Board of Trustees for 10 years, and we met at a Park University function, and this story is all about the importance of taking a vacation with your child or with your children, no matter what your situation is. And hey, Lorraine, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you. Glad to be talking with you.
Well, this is so much fun. What was it, a month or so ago, maybe, that you and I were talking? Sometime in May, I guess.
Yes, and it wasn't very long ago.
Yes, and you were telling me the story of this past spring break time, taking your daughter, who is in college, I think. Is she a sophomore or a junior?
She's a junior. She's a junior this year, yes. And her spring break was early March, so we definitely wanted to be someplace warm, and we did not want to chance Florida because, as you know, it may or may not be, you know, just perfect in that early March. So we decided to go to Jamaica, and I have used cruise holidays many times in the past. So I called and talked to Patty, and she got us all set up. My daughter got direct flights from Philadelphia, and I met her there. We arrived almost within an hour of each other, which I really wanted also. And I, of course, had to have a connection through Kansas City because that's just how it goes sometimes.
That's how it goes,
But it was an enjoyable trip. On the plane, everything went smoothly. We also had purchased the I believe it was Club Med or some kind of Mobay.
Club Mobay, yes.
Oh, my gosh, that got us right through customs. I would highly recommend that if someone's going to Jamaica. It took no time. I mean, people were waiting in line, and we were walking past them, and I was so glad that Patty suggested that because it saved a lot of time on coming and going.
And then, Lorraine, you were staying at the Grand Bahia with your daughter. And your daughter's, what, 20? She's junior in college, or I guess she's 21 now.
Yes. And there's turned 21, yes.
And there's a boy in her life, and Mom is thinking that sometime soon she will be, her time will be even more hard to get. And that's why you took her on this vacation. And was it everything you thought it would be?
It was everything that we both thought it would be. It was not only beautiful weather, the ocean is beautiful, and the rooms, you really felt like you were at a top quality resort. And, you know, that's what I think about Mark. It's like, I don't know how often, you know, she's going to, you know, want to be around, or our schedules will synchronize. I work at a university. She's going to college. So I definitely want to take advantage and show her a wonderful time and make some good memories. And we did. And so much to this fact, and this is what I was telling you at our event, I add another day. Neither one of us wanted to leave on the day we were scheduled to go back. We just, she's in Philadelphia. I'm here. We know what March is like in both those places.
Yep.
I just thought, why should we leave this paradise and having such a good time? And so I was totally out of character, but I added another day to our trip.
You know, I am. I, Mimi and I are both what we would describe as very frugal people, too, and sometimes hesitate to pay the extra expenses to stay another night or to change your airline tickets, which you had to do. And you did that. And looking back at that, Lorraine, do you regret that at all? I bet not.
I don't regret it for one moment because it was another day in a beautiful place with her, and it really made me feel like, standing in those waters in Jamaica on that last day in March, I thought, I am not waiting till spring break next year. I just decided in my mind that early January, you know, instead of just 3 weeks at home for Christmas, that we are going to be someplace warm again.
It is so wonderful to be someplace warm where it's cool or cold or snowy or whatever back here in the United States. But the most important part of that whole story is that time together. That's such valuable time together with your daughter, isn't it?
It is, and I don't regret it. I've never regretted, spending money on vacations because, you know, my parents did the same thing. I have many memories. We grew up on the East Coast. A lot of them were driving vacations, but it doesn't matter. Those are my best memories with my parents, going to the beach towns, on the East Coast, and I have that experience, and I want her to have it too. And, you just never know with a young adult, where their lives are going to take them and, how often you'll get to see them.
It's really, really true. Hey, Lorraine, you were telling me, tell everybody about the trip, the tour you did to Dunn's River Falls together. I think that's just great.
Oh, yes. We went to the most famous falls, I guess, in the area, and maybe one of the most famous in the world. And I was a little apprehensive because it is almost, half a mile straight up. But they had guides there. We had great weather. It wasn't, really, really hot that day. And you actually could walk up the falls. There was a path, and, of course, there were guides there. And, again, it's like, where else can you do that? I don't know anywhere else even in the United States where you could walk up falls like that and do something together. So that was a nice little bonding experience, too, and just the whole day, spent together just, away from technology and in a beautiful environment. And it was relaxing. It was very nice.
Yeah, those type of things, sitting by the pool is wonderful. Being in the ocean, obviously, is wonderful. But doing something like that is so unique that you can't do, I don't think, anywhere in the United States that I know about, most certainly not anywhere
either.
In the Caribbean.
I don't either. I really don't. Patty told us, I said, what are some fun things that we can do together, and that was one of the places she recommended, Ochos Rios, which was not far from our hotel, and everything's convenient. There's, tour buses, and, it's all scheduled, and it was just very convenient, and I felt very safe doing it, I can just tell you that. And just the whole trip, I felt safe being with her and, being down there.
Yeah, and that's a very big deal, the safety issue, and of course, with two women there, you and your daughter, that's even a bigger deal, I feel, and that's anywhere. But did you feel like the all-inclusive vacation experience was a safe experience there in Jamaica?
I do. And it's probably the only way that I would go, honestly, because it's just, not only is it a lot of work, but, you guys do all the legwork. You know the places. You have, you know, had other people go and review them. And so I felt really confident in our selection. And, yes, I felt very good being, you know, in a resort. The resort was just beautiful. That's all I can say. The pool was beautiful. And then you had the tours, you know, whatever you wanted to do was available to you.
Yeah, I think you said, didn't your daughter go up into the Blue Mountains one of those days?
She did. Yeah. She went on another mountaintop tour with some other people, and on, you know, they had, it was almost like a winter resort here, but open in the summer. They had a ski lift. You went to the top of the mountain. There was a restaurant and all kinds of other activities. So it was much like a ski resort that would be open in the summer here in the States.
Maybe that's where that Jamaican bobsled team practices.
Yeah, maybe. They did have a dry bobsled going down, she said, and I'm like, I'm happy for you. But, you know, she had some friends that she did that with, and so there was just plenty to do. And the rest of the time, we were quite happy being around the island. The food was fabulous, a lot of restaurants to choose from, and it was just, you know, a nice adventure every night. You definitely felt like you were on vacation every day there.
You know, and I know how hard you work there at Park University, Lorraine, and I know what it's like being a college student, and we both do. But isn't it wonderful, especially for you women that do all the working and all the serving and all the cooking and all the cleaning up? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful just to be pampered and spoiled at a resort like that?
It really is. I mean, simply, you know, from not making your bed, you know, truly, because you're just on a regimen at home. I am. I mean, Everybody is. You've got to be at work a certain time or at a meeting, and, you know, she has classes and all kinds of things going on at school. And, no, it's nice to be out of the norm, you know, go to dinner whenever you please. And, yes, Mark, someone else is making that dinner, so, of course, it tastes fabulous. And it's nice to be pampered, you know, go to the pool, not go to the beach. And the beach was beautiful. The beachfront was beautiful. There were several beach areas we could go to, and you could walk out into the water really far. And it was warm. The water was very warm.
Yeah, that place. And I've been to the Grand Bahia there, and that's in the Runaway Bay area. And
yep.
That's such a beautiful area of Jamaica. Isn't Jamaica a beautiful mountain? It's so, or beautiful island. It's so green and lush and mountainous.
Yes. That's the first thing you notice, of course, when you are leaving, you know, Kansas City in March. And it just can be a long winter here, and it certainly can be a long winter in Pennsylvania, I know, too. So it was a great respite. I would highly recommend, you know, going that far south, you know, if not Jamaica, somewhere that far, because you're almost guaranteed the weather is going to be warm, you know, as warm as you want it to be at that time of year.
Yeah, and boy, you are right. My mom was in Florida, Fort Myers, for 20-plus years, and there were a lot of times in March it was darn right cool or cold there.
Oh, yeah. So, my parents lived in Miami for 20 years, and I, you know, you just can't trust it. And so, no, nothing bad about Florida. And if you go south or the Keys or something, well, there's a different story. But, you know, really, you know, in Jamaica, you know, in Cancun, it's going to be warm. It's going to be warm.
Lorraine, we have a little over a minute left. Would you recommend this to other single mom, solo traveler? You know, a lot of times moms or wives have they're married, but their husbands don't want to travel or something.
Yeah, I would highly recommend. Again, safety was a big feature for us, and also I felt comfortable talking to Patty about all my concerns. I mean, I just kind of laid everything out on the table for her, and, you know, again, the experience that you all have with the amount of, you know, the sheer number of customers who have visited these places, I felt comfortable that, you know, she was directing me in the right place, both the resort and the, you know, the country, actually. Yes, I would recommend not thinking twice for a mom and daughter, you know, two women even just going, you know, traveling on their own there. I felt very confident.
Yep, same way with the mom and son, same way with the father and daughter, same way with the father and son. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
No.
And Lorraine, we've got about 30 seconds left. Obviously, you believe and you're happy with the service you've received from Patty at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've used you many times and look forward to my winter trip.
It's kind of nice to be thinking about the next one, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah. It keeps you going.
It does. It gives you something to look forward to. Lorraine, thank you so much for sharing that story of you and your daughter on a spring break vacation. And I do hope and pray there'll be many more for you ahead with your daughter, but sometimes you just don't know, do you?
No, you don't. You don't. And I hope so, too. And I really appreciate your help, Mark.
Oh, we appreciate your business.
All right.
Lorraine, thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take care. And hey, I hope you enjoyed that story. You deserve a great vacation, and we want to help you. We're open at 8 till 3. Give us a call at 816-505-1500, and I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and I love talking about the wonderful world of vacations. And you know, we had that customer appreciation event last Saturday, and that is such a great event. We appreciate our customers so much. But you know what? We also appreciate the vendors who we work with on a daily basis. And with me right now is one of my favorite vendors, Mr. Dan Tranquina of Pleasant Holidays, a tour operator. And Dan, welcome to Vacation Views.
Hi, good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I am very, very good. And Dan, you know, we have worked together now really not very long. What, 2 years going on 3 years? Would that be about right?
That's right.
But we have formed an excellent relationship, meaning Cruise Holidays, Comfort Tours of Kansas City, and Pleasant Holidays. And Dan, I like to describe Pleasant Holidays as a tour operator. And a lot of people ask me why we use tour operators. And really, in one word, the reason is volume. Or in two words,
correct,
is buying power, isn't it?
It very much is, and, you know, we make it available to you, the agent, which is fantastic. And just so I can clarify for anybody who's listening, this agency, Mark and his staff, are absolutely wonderful. They're one of the most knowledgeable staffs that I have the pleasure of working with. They have, in the short 2 years that they have worked with me, are one of my top accounts. So you're in very, very good hands. Now, to get to the answer to that question, yes, we buy in so much volume with hotels that we are allowed to pass the savings along to you, the agent, who then Mark passes it along to you, the consumer.
And that is really important. And Dan, a lot of times, like this past week, you will bring in representatives that represent the resorts that you deal with. And you had the Playa Resort Company, which is better known as the Hyatts, the all-inclusive Hyatts in Mexico and Jamaica and soon Dominican Republic. But that's the other thing. You bring in these representatives and you talk to us about where you're strong in the world. And talk a little bit right now about what Pleasant Holidays strengths are as far as where in the world are you the strongest?
Well, without question, if anybody asks you about Hawaii or the South Pacific in general, Tahiti, Bora Bora, everybody will sit there, and any agency should tell you it's Pleasant Holidays. We are experts in that area of the world. We have been receiving, this is our 15th year receiving the top Hawaii destination with Travel Weekly as the top wholesaler. So those are our bread and butters, but we are all over the United States. We're in Europe, Canada. We just stretched out to Canada, and our neighbors up north are doing very, very well. Australia, New Zealand, Belize, Costa Rica, we're all over.
And literally all over is, you're all over the world. But I tell you what, we got to know each other. This is a great story. We were laughing about it earlier this week. I right now, this weekend, I'm in Carmel, California today. Tomorrow I'll be at Pebble Beach. And 3 years ago, I had a chance to play golf at Pebble Beach with your president, Jack Richards of Pleasant Holidays. And up to that time, we had done very little business with Pleasant Holidays. And Jack and I were talking along the 5.5 hours of playing Pebble Beach of what they specialize in. And I remember Jack saying, Mark, if you ever do anything in Hawaii or the South Pacific, you've got to use us. Nobody does that area of the world better than us. And interestingly enough, I was working on a Tahiti, a Bora Bora incentive package for a client. And so I remember Jack saying that. And as soon as I got back, I, long story short, got that group landed. And with that, our partnership began with that. And that was 3 years ago, or three, actually about 2.5 years ago that the group manifested. But that's how we got to know you guys, from a from golfing at Pebble Beach together. That's why my late father-in-law always said golf is one of the best business sports in the world.
This is true, but I have to let your audience know, I don't know who was bragging more about you guys winning the tournament, my president Jack or you?
Yeah, I think we both were, although I will tell you this, I'm more of a fun golfer. Jack, your president, was pretty intense, I got to admit.
But yes.
It was one of those days that we both just played great golf, and to win that tournament, it was a one-day tournament, I was just quite honored. And, of course, I think I went up in his level of esteem because of that, too. He was a pretty intense guy.
Well, you also went up in his level of esteem because you not only took upon yourself to work with us, you to this date have the largest, highest revenue generating group that I've ever had with the company. And for that, I thank you. And our group department is excellent, and Mark's team is excellent. And it's just been a pleasure to work with you.
Well, Dan, thank you. And you've been so helpful in training us and working with us and getting our customers the best value. And that all goes back to this buying power. And this is why we use tour operators like Pleasant Holidays, because of the buying power, not only for just resorts, but also for air and for the tours that they do while they're on their vacations. And Dan, let me switch gears for just a second, because you and I were talking about how you are doing more and more and more destination weddings in both Hawaii and the South Pacific, all over, but especially in those two areas. And that's really true. This destination wedding business is just exploding in growth, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, we're with the travel agent, the bride and groom, the entire process. We've got a special, not even a special, it's kind of locked in place right now. If a bride or groom get married in Mexico, we offer the bride a free airline ticket up to the value of $650 just for having 25 people. If they have 50 people, they both get a free airline ticket. And to me, that's fantastic. They could either use it with their on their own for their wedding, or they can save it for their one-year anniversary. But we do have a dedicated team that will work with your staff and work directly with the bride, set all the amenities up on the beach, from the bouquet of flowers to everything and anything they have. And just to really just touch base with it, Mark, we do have Hawaii, Mexico, Tahiti, Fiji, U.S., Canada, Europe, Caribbean, Belize, Costa Rica, and Panama are all the places that we can set up destination weddings.
Well, and I'll tell you what, with the cost of destination weddings anymore, and there's a lot of dads out there that have paid for their daughter's weddings this month of June, and we all know how much that costs, and it is well worth looking into. And I love this quote, Dan, that we've been taught about how to sell a destination wedding, and it goes like this. You're talking to the bride and groom, and you say, hey, would you rather get married on a beautiful beach somewhere with 20, 30, 40, 50 of your best friends, or would you rather get married here at home in a church or a location with 300 or 400 of your parents' best friends? And there's a lot of truth to that, isn't it?
There is true. And I do want to clarify, too, we have got a very big niche for not only the first-time people getting married, but those who might be married for the second time, who have a little bit more income and maybe want to take that trip to Tahiti, which should be on everybody's bucket list, I may add.
Boy, I would agree with that.
It's not as expensive.
Well, I and Dan, you and I both know, you know, the second time through, you don't want to have as big a wedding as you did the first time or spend the money on it like you did the first time. And how memorable to be on a beach, let's just say, with just that gorgeous setting. And maybe if it's in the evening with the sun going down, how incredibly romantic, how beautiful, and how intimate it is to be able to share that and be able to spend time with some of your family and friends at wherever that destination would be.
I cannot tell you how many compliments we get from the staff at the hotels. And I do have to share with your audience, Mark, that it's just recently I took your group of agents down to the Dominican Republic, and they saw several of the properties that do destination weddings. And this is the most important thing that I think the listeners need to know. The agents come out with myself and hotel reps, and they see it, they touch it, they taste it, and that gives them the opportunity to come back and sell it to you. So they're physically seeing this property. So you got expert advice, and it's just it's worth going to them just in alone for their knowledge.
Dan, that firsthand experience is one of the things for years I have told our audience that sets us apart from maybe any other agency in this country, because we, Mimi and I, are very, very proactive about asking you to help get our staff to these different resorts with the cruise lines, to the different cruise lines, so they know them, so they know the destination, so they know the things to do, sometimes the things not to do. And that firsthand experience to me is absolutely invaluable.
I agree, Mark. And I always go back, you made some quotes. I'm going to say one from Sir Richard Branson himself. They always say the customer is always right. But in his case, he says, take care of your employees, because your employees then will take care of your guests. And I could not agree with that anymore. And you do a great job of that.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate your support in helping put those, we call them familiarization trips. You might have heard them called fam trips, but we do that with our entire staff, again, because we feel one of the most important things we can do is counsel you as our client going on whatever kind of vacation with firsthand experience in our tool bag, I call it. So that's something the internet cannot give you. That's something that the vendors direct don't give you. That's something that, Expedia, Travelocity doesn't give you. It's just agencies like ours that specialize in customer service and this firsthand experience. Kind of, Dan, really, we're kind of few and far between, aren't we?
Absolutely. And one other thing I just really want to emphasize is the importance of booking through a travel agent and always, always, always taking the insurance, because you never know what might happen at any given time. The agents are here to help you. They're not trying to take anybody's money. Actually, they're trying to save you money. And it's just so nice to work with an agent because you have a contact. It's all about relationships. And if you look at my relationship with Mark and his staff, they know they can come to me if there's any concerns, anything that I can do to help the guests have a better experience with the hotels, because my relationship with those folks. So all in all, folks, take your business to Mark and his staff. You would be in excellent hands.
And, Dan, it doesn't cost any more to do that, does it?
No, sir.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the myth that we are trying to get across to especially the younger traveling audience, that it doesn't cost any more to go through a travel agent. And I like to say a vacation specialist, because, Dan, there is a huge difference between travel agents that specialize in vacations and specialize in corporate travel, isn't there?
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, we can take it down to the transfers of, you know, the activities, the cars, the upgrades within. I know my share of hotel representatives. If one of Mark's agents has a nice booking, I make a call to get them a better view, a better room, an amenity, everything that we can do. And this is the advantage of working with Mark and myself or other wholesalers that Mark works with, because we can do it. We have the volume. We have the contacts. And you don't get that with my competition, if you will, the Expedias, the Pricelines, the Costcos. Use a travel agent. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Dan, I appreciate it so much. And, hey, if a destination wedding isn't right for that couple getting married, you guys also specialize in honeymoons and anniversaries too, don't you?
Yes, sir. And we've been seeing a lot of multi-generation family bookings over the last year. It's been a real popular item. And it's not just hotels. We can set them up. You know, as you know, Mark, we have condominiums all over the place as well. Very popular in Hawaii.
Yes, very, very popular and all over the world. And I do agree with something you said earlier. Man, if you have not been to the South Pacific, especially to Bora Bora, I so strongly recommend you that. You talk about paradise. It is paradise. Hey, Dan, got to let you go. Thanks so much for joining me. And, hey, we had a great time last Wednesday night. Thanks for hosting our entire staff. You did a great job there, and I appreciate it.
Always, Mark. Thank you so much for your support.
Talk to you soon, okay? And I'll let you know how I do with at Pebble Beach, and maybe I'll be with Jack Richards again. You never know.
Good luck to you.
Take care.
Okay.
Hey, this
Bye-bye.
Is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back. Welcome back to our last segment of Vacation Views, and thank you so much for tuning in. And I really would like to challenge those of you who think you can get it for less or be better off by booking with Expedia, Travelocity, direct with the vendor. I really encourage you to try us out. I bet you'll be surprised. That's why we have done over 90,000 people's vacation. 90,000 vacations. Wow, that is a lot of vacations. Hey, we have a lot of things coming up, and I thought I'd tell you about them. If you're into river cruising, I want you to write this date down. Tuesday night, Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., we will have the four major River Cruise Line representatives at our office doing a river cruise seminar and sale. And we're talking about Viking River, Avalon Waterways, Uniworld, Boutique River Cruises, and AMA Waterways. And AMA is one of my favorite river cruise lines. I use them for my groups. They do such a great job. All of them do a great job, candidly. All of them do a great job. But so many people, and why we do these seminars is twofold. Number one, I make the vendors come, when they come to these events, they are required to give you some sort of sale-type pricing that in some cases is lower pricing. That is, some cases, an added value, such as non-board credit, dollars that can go to whatever your expenditures might be. Maybe it's an upgrade, but you get something over and above what you could normally get before. And, you know, it is not too late to be looking for next year. It's amazing because these river cruise lines are so small, they sell out so fast. So that is Tuesday night, July 18th, 6 p.m. By the way, the owner, one of the owners of AMA Waterways, Gary Murphy, I asked him to come out. I'm going to take him to the Royals game the night before. I took him to a Chiefs game, and he fell in love with sports in Kansas City. He lives in L.A. He said, it's not like this at all in L.A. So he's going to go to the Royals game with me on Monday night and then to this event Tuesday night. So if you've ever wanted to talk to an owner and find out maybe what's next, Tuesday night, July 18th, then you do need to RSVP. 816-505-1500, 505-1500. And by the way, we're open today until 3. And check us out, cruiseholidayskc.com. cruiseholidayskc.com is our website. Almost anything I talk about, like these events and groups that we have going, are on our website. And by the way, if you're still looking to go on a river cruise yet this year, you might want to consider my river cruise I'm hosting on October 19th. We're going to start in Prague. We're going to end up in Luxembourg, hit three beautiful rivers at a fall color time change of the year. We'll be on the Main River, the Rhine River, and the Moselle River. And I'd love for you to join me. We've just got so much going on. Hey, I have something. I don't know when I'm going to be able to announce this, but Dick Wilson is going to go to Jamaica, to the Azul Sensatory Jamaica property on Negril Beach in January. I believe the date is January 14th. Okay? Lots going on. We would be honored for the opportunity to earn your business. And for those of you that do business with us now, like I said last week at our customer appreciation picnic, thank you so very, very much. We sincerely appreciate your business. For those of you that have not done business with us, give us an opportunity, please, to earn your business. I think you'll be very, very happy. I've always told my staff, I have a philosophy that people do business with people they like and trust. And I think you will like us, and I think you will trust us. And I bet you'll find we'll save you a lot of money, we'll save you money, and we'll save you time. Hey, this is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views, and remember, you deserve a great vacation. Adios.